WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday Night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself. As long as you have an action figure.
Wrestling has more than one royal family.
Everyone say it at the same time. You know the deal.
Whoa!
Okay, I hit the mark, okay?
I didn't hit unmute fast enough. I caught it about halfway through.
This is WTR.
I did so good that I did it in unison.
This is WTR Sunday Night.
Did you say unison?
Yes.
That's unison.
Unison, he says, supposedly. This is WTR Sunday Night, Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Twitch.tv/WTR Live. If you have that Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel and get ad-free content by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. I'm the producer, Sir Rockin. That's the intern, Kane Kittens.
Whoa!
No, it's about to come up again. You're early.
I know. I was just.
It's about to hit. As we introduce Keishi Matsunaga. Hit it.
Whoa!
I did it. 1.5 times.
And then there's the one and only Tim Stein.
Yeah, that would be me. Damn it. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, streaming live on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Join us in the chat room interactive. I'm there. The Wacko Ninja is there. King Kitten sometimes shows up. You'll find it at twitch.tv/WTR Live. And for those of you who don't know who the Wacko Ninja is, hi, Keishi.
It's me.
You?
The Wu-Tang name generator spit out Wacko Ninja, and now it is my online user handle for things.
And you went with it. Oh, Keishi, guess what I watched last night?
Not Wu-Tang name generators.
No, but I did watch 47 Ronin.
Oh, the Keanu Reeves one?
Yeah.
I wasn't mad at it.
It was, parts of it was a little too meta. I mean, I would have enjoyed it better if they actually told, if they kept a little bit, you know, true to the real story.
Well, but, I mean, you know.
Yeah, but the end of it was really cool when they, at the end of the movie, they flash before the credits the true story about the 47 Ronin and how they were honored and were buried in the same place as their master. And 300 some odd years later, people still go and honor them on the anniversary.
Yes, they do.
That is awesome. I just love learning about Japanese culture.
Me too.
It's kind of cool. Well, I would hope that you didn't hate it. I mean, half of you's from there originally, right?
Yeah.
Somewhere up the line. There you go. But we are here tonight to actually preview Night of Champions taking place Saturday afternoon in Saudi Arabia.
As a programming note, there will be no review of Night of Champions on Wrestle Talk Radio next Sunday because there is no Wrestle Talk Radio next Sunday.
It's a double wrestling event weekend.
Well, dear Jesus.
Or double event wrestling night that night.
That yeah. too.
Because next Sunday, there is
it happens.
NXT Battleground starting live at 8 p.m. Eastern on Peacock and on the WWE Network. While on pay-per-view, it's Double or Nothing from AEW.
That was done completely by accident.
As so they say.
Okay, so Double or Nothing is going to be 5 hours and 24 matches, and Battleground is going to be, what, 2 hours and, like, five matches?
2.5 hours, 6 matches, probably.
Okay, there we go.
So there will be no review of for this show. We'll have reviews on the rack and a mini review Saturday on CB Radio.
Is there an echo?
It's Tim.
Good job, Tim.
No, all of my levels are down. I'm not echoing. It's coming through your board, Brooke.
There's no echo coming through mine.
Are you using headphones or speakers, Tim?
Yep.
Yeah.
I tried hooking up my Bluetooth and they would not connect to the computer, but I've got my speaker volume down to 17, and that's below where it normally is when I don't have an echo. So go figure, Trigger.
But it's not enough because, I think he's got it.
He said, clearing his throat.
Awesome. So there's that. So there's all your programming notes, what we're doing. Plus, there's going to be an AEW review on CB Radio Not So Live following the Raw post show on Memorial Day the following Monday. So that's the schedule for content of reviews. And it is Tim because I watched Tim's light up on the Discord. There we go.
There you are. Before we actually get into previewing Night of Champions, I would like to take a second out to wish all the Canadians who listen, who are listening live right now, and the ones who will download the podcast. I know Casey; he'll listen to it later this week once you get it uploaded. You want to hear if you did all right.
No, I hate the way I sound, but during curling season, I definitely listen to it as soon as it's uploaded.
And it's available on all major podcasting platforms, including Stitcher, Amazon Music, and Spotify.
Yeah, and you do a great job anyway, Casey. Otherwise, I wouldn't have asked you. But anyway, what I'm saying is to all the Canadians, happy Victoria Day, also known as the May 2-4 long weekend. And we call it the May 2-4 long weekend because we buy 24 cans or bottles of beer and get absolutely sloshed because this is the first major long weekend of Canadian summer.
All right.
It's also 50-50 the last official snowfall of Canadian winter.
Depending on where you live and what year of the decade it is, or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get into the show that will be airing on the WWE Network and Peacock this weekend, Saturday afternoon, probably at 1 p.m. Eastern. Check your local listings for time and availability in your time zone. We're going to kick off with the Raw Women's Championship match. It is Bianca Belair and Asuka. Thoughts and opinions?
I have a question.
Yes.
Everyone keeps saying that Asuka has turned heel with this.
Correct.
Wasn't she already kind of?
Yes.
Since her return, wasn't she always kind of being a heel?
No.
I thought her creepy clown makeup was her heel turn.
The heel turn happened 2 weeks before WrestleMania.
I thought it was that too when she did like she didn't fully spit at Bianca, but she did the whole like creepy blue teeth and Bianca got all freaked out and she attacked Bianca, you know?
Yeah, it's called no one paid attention to the story.
Okay. Yeah, I just like everywhere I look, they were like when Asuka sprayed the mist at Bianca, that turned her heel and I'm like, "No, she's already been there."
But according to WWE, she was never a heel. Now she's on the heel side of the ledger.
Oh, she was just creepy?
Yes.
She was eccentric.
Okay.
Misunderstood.
Lost in translation almost?
Possibly.
Well, no. Asuka wasn't heel. Kana was heel. Now she's now Asuka's fully turned.
Yeah, let's go with that.
We're gonna go.
Sure. Everyone put that down in your notebooks, whatever he just said. There'll be a quiz later.
And yet they're fighting for the Raw Women's Championship.
On what show?
SmackDown!
There
Yay.
We go.
Hirsch Meckle.
They have not fixed
the big red belt is still on SmackDown.
They're just fighting for the red belt, not the Raw belt, the red belt. And yeah. Okay. Who's winning this one?
I have to say, for a long time, we've been being like, okay, this is the time for them to make the change. This is the time for them to make the change. WrestleMania should have been the time that Bianca dropped the belt to Asuka. Screw it. I'm still picking Bianca now, because until they actually drop the belt, it's turning into lol, Cena wins, lol, Roman wins. So I'm just going to go with Bianca for this one.
I don't expect my pick to be right, but I'm going to pick Asuka. Because I think there's going to be... We're going to see one missed, if you understand what I mean there, and then one missed that hits.
She's going to miss. She missed with the mist.
Yes. She missed with the mist, but hits the second mist.
What color will the second mist be that she hits?
Green.
Black.
Black.
And the first color will be blue or red?
The first one will be blue. The second one will be black.
Okay. Brent, write all that down.
Okay, Kate, I'm going to do blue/... black next to Keishi's name. Got it.
Yeah. The black mist is the most evil of mists. So,
and the thing is, I could see her. See, the funny thing is, I could see Bianca trying to forecast the mist, but the referee gets hit with it, and then Asuka does something, you know, underhanded to win that way.
That's fair. Yeah.
So that way,
I'm calling Asuka to win, and at least two mists to get sprayed.
I think only one.
Okay, so we have one for Bianca, one Asuka plus. Two miss for Keishi. Tim?
I'm going to pick Asuka. I don't know about two miss, but that would be Kolishi.
Okay. The Intercontinental Championship is on the line when Gunther takes on Positive Mustafa Ali.
Gunther.
No elaboration, just Gunther?
In Saudi Arabia. Mustafa Ali has to lose in Saudi Arabia.
Why?
Because that's what they do with him when they go to Saudi Arabia. They don't let him win anything important.
Okay. Anyone want to follow up, Brent?
Interesting way of getting Gunther his new number one contender with the Battle Royal. Mm-hmm. We had heard it was going to be a surprise pick. Mustafa is a bit of a surprise pick, especially with what's happened for a while with him. I mean, I will say this. It's good that they're at least getting him on TV, getting him time. He's not going to be a featured player, of course, but it's good to see him actually being used as opposed to in the past of where's Mustafa. Now, do I think he actually has a snowball's chance in hell against Gunther? Not really, but I think it'll be an entertaining dynamic seeing him kind of, I think, stick and move around Gunther, and then when Gunther gets his hands on him,
look out.
Those chops are going to concave his chest.
I'm pretty sure Gunther is going to do everything he can to make Mustafa look really good in this match.
I think they're both going to make each other look very good
in
this match.
Yeah, you know what I mean, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, Mustafa Ali can hold his own in the ring. We've seen that. He's very entertaining. But I think the duo of them working together will be an entertaining matchup. I think more so than some people will probably give it credit for. But in the end, Ali can be very positive. I'm positive that he's not going to win.
Keish?
I'm positive he's going to get simulated sunburn thanks to the hand of Gunther.
Oh, God.
The many, many hands of Gunther.
I think he's going to go past red into purple.
He's going to get just destroyed chop-wise. I don't see him winning.
Okay.
But, I think they'll give him a good showing because they seem to be keen on him a bit. So I don't think it's going to be a big squash. I think it'll be a very competitive match, but I don't see Gunther losing the Intercontinental Championship to him.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And to be fair, this is also a pretty good spot for Gunther to be featured. And it just shows, from the reports we've seen, what management thinks of him moving forward.
Also, because you said it.
To be fair.
To be fair.
God damn it, Rock. soundboard.
I was waiting for it.
I know.
I missed that.
So we have a soundboard. If you look on the Discord, there's a soundboard.
Okay.
So there are buttons. You can hit buttons.
Oy vey.
See? As we hear it back in Tim's speaker on the line.
I don't know why. It pops up. And I'm looking for the output volume and the input volume.
Oy vey.
There you go.
Maybe plug in some wired headphones.
Hey, Rock.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
There you go. So, moving on.
Okay.
Your backlash rematch. Cody Rhodes and Brock Lesnar. Thoughts?
This may be the match where Cody dies for his sins.
Yeah.
I think, look, the roll-up that happened at Backlash and some people complaining, whining, talking about how, you know, how can you end a match like that? It's so we can get this, and so you get angry Brock again. In terms of Cody's redemption story and, you know, like, finishing the story and all of that, he got his win before. If he gets a win out in Saudi, cool. If he gets a loss out in Saudi, it's not going to hurt him at all. And this could be where Cody just gets beat down.
I mean, that will make the loss even, like, less hurtful to Cody because it's Brock Lesnar. And if he just beats the ever-living heck out of him, then it's like, it's one of those things where, like, yeah, death taxes. Brock Lesnar beats the holy hell out of whoever he faces, so it's not going to be a big deal.
For me, the way I would book this is like a cross between Brock and Cena from SummerSlam and Brock and Randy. Now, do I want him to bust Cody open the hard way? Not so much. But I think in both of those matches, I don't think you were just like, oh my god, John Cena was completely buried because he got suplexed 16 times by Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Or there we go. Or I don't think you looked at it and went, when Randy Orton got beat down, that it was like, that's the end of Randy's career.
No.
I mean, it got Jericho pissed off, but in that respect, I think you just looked at it and your response was just, yeah, Brock is an absolute monster and just, you know, annihilated Randy Orton in that respect. If that happens out in Saudi, I don't think it's going to hurt Cody. I think it would just be, yeah, Brock got mad because he got worked over at Backlash and decided, I'm not going to let it get to the point where Cody can try and roll me up. I'm just going to turn him into a stain on the mat. And everyone will just watch and go, oh, how does Cody recover from this? And he will.
So you're going Brock.
Yeah, for this one, I'll go. Like I said, I won't be surprised if Cody wins, but I think it would make more sense to have Brock win and either do a third match to kind of keep Cody either away from the title picture from SummerSlam or, you know, possibly build him up to whatever his next big feud is.
Keishu, you got?
I echo the sentiments of Brent. I think Brock Lesnar wins this. I think they'll figure out a way to continue this so that to keep Cody out of the picture until the Bloodline storyline kind of
works
itself out to the point where Roman is more vulnerable because he's not quite there yet. So they'll keep them on separate paths until such time that is finished.
Tim, who you got?
I think I predicted a non-finish the last one, didn't I?
You had
you picked Cody by DQ.
Okay, Cody by DQ. This one, I was wrong then. This is probably the one where Brock snaps and that buggers up the match, which also sets up the blow up and keeps this feud alive for, you know, long enough.
Mm-hmm.
But does Cody win? It'd be interesting if they did a double DQ or maybe like a double count out or something.
So is that your official pick?
I'm going to say no winner.
No contest.
Absolutely controversial pick by yours truly.
All right. So, you mentioned them. Let's talk about them. The undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships are on the line when Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn battle the Bloodline's greatest tag team of all time, Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa.
That historic tag team of Solo Sikoa and Roman Reigns.
Yep, they've teamed up multiple times to get this championship opportunity. They've been on a winning streak together. I think the one and only time they've wrestled. It was a loss.
Issues between Roman and Solo have started when yep. Solo when Roman accidentally shoulder bumped Solo on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, what Sokoa gave him and the look what Roman did was like, without saying anything, didn't look at Solo, looked down, put his hands out, and he's like, I did not mean to do that. I'm sorry. Don't hit me.
I thought that was a nice touch.
And Solo gave him an absolutely evil eye. So I am looking forward to seeing how this plays out. There were rumors that Kevin and Sammy were going to be dropping the belts at the last PLE. It never came to fruition.
Because they weren't on the line at the last PLE.
Because they weren't on the line. yeah, but that was like before the card was set. That was the rumor.
No, it was on the SmackDown before, the week before.
Oh, the SmackDown before it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the rumor was they were going to drop the belts because Sammy never goes to Saudi and Kevin supports Sammy.
Okay. Yeah, but that didn't happen. And like,
here we are.
He's actually going to Saudi. So
here we are. They're going.
And so is Kevin.
So is Kevin.
And so is Roman and Solo. I think that the Usos are actually going to screw this up and cost Roman and Solo the match. And Sammy and Kevin retain.
Okay.
That's the booking.
That's your booking, Case. Do you follow suit?
I think that Kevin and Sammy will retain, but I don't think it's because the Usos will cost Solo and Roman the match. I think something will happen between Solo and Roman that will cost the match.
Okay. So that's their booking, Brent.
So for this, I'm more aligned with Tim in where I think the Usos will cost this match, because I think that sets up the fissure of Usos versus this new team of Roman and Solo. And from there, that's where the fissure will hit between Solo and Roman.
Yeah, and that's just the vibe I got with what happened at SmackDown when the Usos came out when they weren't supposed to.
Yeah, the Usos are essentially the redheaded stepchild of the Bloodline right now. It had been Sammy, legitimately, the redheaded stepchild. but then the Usos took that role when they dropped the titles and Roman started to sense weakness in the Bloodline. And that's how it's been portrayed, as the fact of they've been screwing up. They're the ones that aren't pulling their weight in this whole thing. And you started to see that, and then you saw kind of the cracks with the Usos and Solo at Backlash with, you know, Jay and Solo kind of butting heads. And that idea of, like, we're actual brothers. We're family. Roman's the cousin, but we're actually from the same parent.
Wouldn't that be a great time for Rikishi to come back as a mentor to his sons?
No.
No, don't make it happen. We don't want that.
No, because then they're going to want them to do the dance, and it's just sort of...
It's not time for that.
Yeah, not there yet. So, Brent, you're going?
I'm going to go Kevin and Sammy for this one. Even though I do have to say, it didn't happen on TV, but I loved the fan video that was released. Was it this past week after the show went off air?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where it
Monday.
Was Kevin, Sammy, and Cody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I love that Kevin hinted at the thumbs down, and you just saw Sammy like, oh, God, is this how it's going to happen? And then, we're safe.
I did not see this fan released video.
Oh, Cody.
It was after Raw went off the air.
Yeah, it was after Raw went off the air. Cody has Sammy up on his shoulders, a la Batista and Randy. And,
okay.
And Kevin kind of stands in front of Cody, and he puts his hand out like he's going to give the thumbs down.
Thumbs up. And does the thumbs down. And then he's like, no.
Yeah. And he's like, no, we're okay. And you just see Sammy, like, grab onto his chest, like, oh, dear God. And Cody takes him to the corner and just, like, puts him on the second rope and is like, we're good. It was such a just fun little moment, but of course it hints to everything that we've seen with Kevin and Sammy of like, yeah, we don't know how long this is going to last.
Yeah. All right. Who's going to be the new World Heavyweight Champion of Monday Night Raw? Seth freaking Rollins or SmackDown's AJ Styles?
Why don't you go to AJ Styles, but he's on SmackDown. They already have a heavyweight champion. And with all of this stuff that they've done with Seth, if they don't put it on him, it's a waste.
I don't know, man. That AJ Styles Grayson Waller feud could use a little something.
Grayson Waller is such a mega star with this.
See, the funny thing is, I could see WWE throwing the curveball because everyone, ever since the new title was announced, the two people that were in mind were Cody and Seth. The draft kind of reaffirmed it. It's like, okay, they're both on Raw, Seth, Cody. And then we saw Cody get turned towards the feud with Brock. And it's like, okay, well, I guess this means Seth. And then we saw, you know, SmackDown get involved in the tournament. It's like, okay, you know, basketball attention. Sure. They got to pull in all the eyes that they can. But what if Triple H goes, yeah, it is just the absolute given that Seth is the winner. What if we give it a turn?
And that puts AJ on Raw.
No, it doesn't.
As long as he holds the title, he could be on Raw. And then when he drops it, he is under contract with SmackDown.
Yeah, there's no rule that says champions can't frequent other shows.
Except when Triple H came out and introduced the title and was talking about the draft, Roman was keeping the belt, and whatever brand he's drafted to, those belts stay on that brand. We have a new title for the other brand.
Yeah, but Natalia said that there are special circumstances that people could go to other shows.
I saw that. That was a good quote. That was a good quote.
Well, and like, stirring up shit in the internet wrestling community.
Well, and like I said, the fact that if AJ wins, it doesn't mean that he's wholesale moved to Raw, and same with the OC. It could just mean, as long as he holds the title, he will appear on Raw.
Yep.
And as soon as he drops that belt, it is
back to SmackDown.
You're contractually obligated to appear on SmackDown.
Which happened the last time there was an undisputed championship at the first ever draft. Because that's what happened.
Yeah.
Back in 2002. So
only 21 years ago.
Only 21 years ago.
Wow.
So, around the board, Tim, who's the world heavyweight champion?
I'm picking Seth.
Cage, who's the world heavyweight champion?
Seth.
Brent.
I'm going to be the weird one.
And you are going to pick Rick Boogs.
AJ Styles, because it gives them the ability to put him on Raw for a while.
It's a very compelling argument, and I'm like 60-40 Seth.
I've almost sold you enough.
Almost. And, not quite.
And real quick, since her name was mentioned, it most likely will be Rhea versus Natty for the SmackDown Championship of Raw against Rhea Ripley. We're all going Rhea. You guys are going Rhea, probably, yeah.
SmackDown Raw Championship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If that happens. If it happens. It looks that way.
I'm just putting it down here just in case.
We have a Smack Raw Championship and a Raw Down Championship.
Yep. That's what we got.
Smack Raw, Raw Down. Raw Down Smack.
Yeah. That's what we got. That's not a champion. So we got 5 announced, probably the 6th match, maybe a 7th of some sort along the way. By the time we get there, who knows?
A United States Championship Battle Royal.
No, no, no. That's the other.
Not a Blackjack Battle Royal?
No, that's the other brand. That's the other.
Oh, yeah, shit.
That's the other. The U.S. That's title match is on SmackDown. Austin Theory and Sheamus.
Sheamus.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, on the one that they...
They've already taped, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
spoilers, they've already taped it.
Well, I mean, yeah, it makes sense considering the fact they've got to get to Saudi. So.
And that there's a press conference in Saudi at noon on Friday, I believe. So they're going to be there, but then they're going to magically be at SmackDown that's not in Saudi. But there was a press conference, I don't know, things, logistics, who knows. That's our show.
That's it. That's all she wrote. Hey, you know what? The next week kicks off tomorrow, immediately following Raw with the post show.
It is the Raw post show live, 11 p.m. Eastern.
Are you doing anything between tomorrow night and Thursday?
To be determined.
Because you never know, you might play Lego. If not, hey, you know, it's another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rock Radio Show, Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, with the lovely Lindsay Ward.
We're going to...
And the Rascally Rock.
Yeah. So, The Rock will preview Night of Champions.
So rocking.
on Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern. You can check out the Rack Extra Reviews Lego 2K Drive, which will be available maybe Tuesday or Wednesday at some point once it's edited and put together and shipped out on all the podcasting platforms. So there's extra content that is coming. We streamed it earlier today here at twitch.tv/WTRLive. So check out Lego 2K Drive. Use creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Epic Game Store when you purchase it, because it's hashtag Epic Partner. So there's a VOD. Go watch it. It's here on Twitch. Do the thing. Thanks to 2K and Finn Partners for giving me the game. Appreciate you.
Yay.
Anyway, that's the Rock Plug, Tim.
Yeah, Saturday, of course, during the daytime is Night of Champions, which in North America, Day of Champions. Does that happen at like 1 o'clock Eastern?
I think.
Which is 11 o'clock Mountain, I think. So that'll happen, and then a bunch of stuff will take place, and people will do stuff until you get on the interwebs and go live on Saturday night. Not so TV radio or whatever?
No. Here's how the deal goes. Saturday...
Oh, tell us.
Saturday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, is Fortnite with Friends, followed by CB Radio Live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern, like it is every single Saturday night. What we're doing on Saturday, we're going to do a mini review of Night of Champions, me and Brent.
Woo!
Mini
review. Like 30 minutes or less review.
We're gonna be on a clock, and we're going to do a 30-minute review.
Yes. And then we're going to reset that clock and preview Double or Nothing. So 30-minute review with a clock and a 30-minute preview with a clock live this Saturday on CB Radio.
Oh, let me just... for those of you hard of hearing, Rock is saying clock.
Yeah. Yes. Let me just put it this way. We have 30 minutes to review 5 or 6 matches on one show, and we'll have 30 minutes to preview 15 probably matches on the other show.
265 matches in 30 minutes.
So you should write it all down and practice it so you can just talk.
Oh no, it's even been Rock has done this bit before. It is just 30 minute rant for the preview.
And it's been shorter before, but we're going to go 30 and 30. The 60-minute sprint this Saturday. Me and Brent, CBRadioLive.com.
Let's go!
Stay up to date with all the news and stuff, because WTR will be taking next Sunday off, as was said at the top of the webcast.
Yes.
But, stay on top of everything going on, news, announcements, whatever, by following us on socials.
Before we get to the socials, this is where your CB Radio Not So Live comes in, which will be on Memorial Day, a week from Monday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, right after the Raw post show, where we'll be reviewing Double or Nothing. Myself, Brent, and maybe Akashi.
Maybe.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. Maybe a job. No, it's not going to be a jobber. But it'll be CB Radio Not So Live, AEW Double or Nothing review. So there's your content. At Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's WTR Sunday night on Facebook and Twitter.
Speaking of Twitter, I'm on Twitter. Follow me at Flames Forums. And while you're following me, follow Keishi at Kyle Driver. Go ahead, Keish.
Kyle Driver on both Twitter and Instagram. Sometimes I post things. Most times I don't post things. But I try really hard. I also have a Redbubble store. Links to that in the descriptions of both of those things. Go and take a peruse. Order yourself some coasters. Or whatever. It don't matter. I love you anyway.
You had a bento box.
Those aren't on there.
Aw. Hey, Keish, let's go get a bento box.
I already ate.
Damn, so did I. I had KFC. But I could, I could nosh.
I could not.
Brian.
Yes.
Twitter.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Kane Kittens. That's where I put any of my kind of random thoughts that may come up. And who knows, there may be more stuff coming along towards the end of the summer. Who knows? We'll just need to see how things play out.
Anything Brent doesn't say Saturday night will be posted on his Twitter.
Anything I do say Saturday night is not posted anywhere.
Except on all
and
the social media feeds.
The most webcasts.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyway, that being said,
done.
Are we done?
We're done. Send us home, Tim.
All right, everybody. Well, I hope you enjoyed the preview. Enjoy the week coming up. Once again, happy Victoria Day, Canada. We won't talk to you next week, so happy Memorial Day 1 week in advance to you people who live in the excited states of America. And we'll catch you in 2 weeks. Have yourselves a great time. Bye-bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.